So you must clearly understand what they're asking. So what you do is you now ask a question before answering. And you say something like this, Joe, what did you mean by, is it one of those things? Or Joe, what do you mean by, is it a pyramid? What's your understanding of a pyramid? Have them clarify what they mean before you proceed with your answer. That way you fully understand what the question is, and then you don't go off on a tangent on what you think their question means. This is the single most important thing when answering questions and overcoming objections, that you understand exactly what they're saying. I just cannot tell you how many times over the years I've seen and heard people just go off on a ranting and raving session about something when, in fact, it was not what the prospect was asking them about. Here's how you know that. If you've had a relationship with somebody, a brother, a sister, a mother, a wife, children, doesn't matter. Here's what has happened to you. Is you've been standing in a room or sitting in a room or in a situation. Somebody has said something, you interpreted it one way, and the other person in the room interpreted it entirely different. You didn't quite understand what they were saying or what they were meaning. And oftentimes, this is how arguments start, is someone says something, they didn't mean it one way, but the other person took it a certain way, and it ended up in an argument. Now, I'm just using that as an example to have you understand that sometimes we don't clearly understand what the other person is saying. And at this critical juncture of bringing somebody into the business, of signing somebody up as a member in the Global Information Network, we want to be absolutely clear of what they're saying. So unless you're 100% sure of what the question means, always clarify. Let's say that the prospect says, hey, Chris, it all makes sense, but exactly what has this club done for you since you've joined? And you will get that question at some point if you share the program enough. And here's where you'll use the impact statement that you wrote out. On how gin has affected you. When you do that, be concise and give them the tangible things that gin has done for you. Remember, there's two impact statements. There's one on your wishes command and one on gin. You have these on the tip of your tongue, you've rehearsed them, you've practiced them, and this would be a good time to deliver what gin has done for you. Now, at this point, I'm going to do exactly what I recommended you do on an earlier CD, and that is refer you to the source of information. You see, Kevin Trudeau has made an audio specifically on how to answer questions and overcome objections in detail. At the conclusion of this CD, you should immediately listen to that. I'm referring you to the source. So when we're answering questions, we're overcoming objections. You want to listen to that separately so you can get that focused in your head. We're going through a lot of information on this album. That is a separate stage. But I've covered, once we've shared the program, and a couple of things that may happen. But the main point I've made here is that you clearly understand the question that the prospect is asking, and always clarify.